Hello, this is Alex.
Hello, Alexander Strong. This is Will from Arizona Opinion Survey, sir. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote, 100%.
Thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
White.
Thank you. May I ask your age? How old are you?
34.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Wait, was moderate progressive the same
choice? No, different choices, different options.
What is the difference between progressive and liberal in this specific scenario?
Well, your answer has to be based on your knowledge. There's no way I could tell you anything because I don't want to affect your answer. I'm not allowed to give you the script.
Okay, well, I am extremely progressive, but I am not a neo-liberal, right? Like, I don't believe that people should do whatever it is they want, you know? But I am extremely progressive in that I think that we should be using government and public policy for more racial, social, and economic equity.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10. How important that is for you?
10.
Okay. What about making college more affordable? 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. What about banning tobacco products for adults? 0 to 10.
Banning them for adults?
Yep.
0.
Zero, okay. What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Okay, what about improving K through 12 education?
10.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
That will be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
25.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
25.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 and a 0 if it's not important at all. Preventing underage tobacco use.
Three. Wait, so it was 0 to 5, right?
Yeah, 0 to 10. Zero to 10.
0 to 10, then 5.
5, okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
6.
6. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Thank you. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose the ban?
Oppose.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Next. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
That will be somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or second, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't and won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, the first or the second?
Second, harm reduction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all concerned?
Am I answering as though there is a ban placed, right? Like, if there was a ban, how concerned would I be?
Yeah, no, you are, your opinion has to be based on how important is for you the outcome if this were come to pass. You know, if they were to create a black market for illegal cigarette sales with associated crime and gang activity, would you be very concerned about that? Somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Would you be very concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, what about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. We almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about these bands. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. 0 to 10.
Wait, there was a whole bunch of statements in what you just said, and I agree with some of them and don't agree with others.
Okay, let me read it for you once again. You know, maybe you could catch, you know, whatever, you know, you don't have a clear idea of what I'm trying to say. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. Do you agree? Do not agree at all, somewhat agree with that statement?
Neither. I can't answer that, right? I strongly disagree that the federal government has been rolling back our rights recently, but I do think that it would be rolling back our rights too far if they were to impose a ban on adults for smoking. So I am strongly disagree and agree with different parts of your question.
Okay, no problem, no problem. That's an answer in itself. Thank you. Today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ+ community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who would still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. We should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with this statement, 0 to 10?
I don't know. That's there's a lot of stuff in that
too.
Okay, no problem.
I agree with
no
some
problem.
I don't.
No problem. That's an answer as well. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue to do this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How much do you agree with that statement?
I agree.
Somewhat? Strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree with that statement?
Which group did you say you're polling for again? Who is sponsoring this poll?
I'm calling on behalf of Arizona Opinion Survey.
Okay. But who funds that? Like, is this a partisan poll? Is this an independent poll? Like, what?
It's independent. It's a private company.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's independent.
It's not political related. We don't have a sympathy for a specific group, if that's what you're asking.
These recent questions that you're asking me have a whole bunch of, like, mixed ideologies together.
I understand. Right? I understand.
Some of which I agree with.
Okay.
And some of which I don't.
If you decide not to answer the question, that's okay too. You know, you have the right to do that.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, I don't
have
an answer for that one.
Okay, no problem. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Yes, I oppose product bans, generally speaking. So, yes, strongly opposed.
Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Thank you. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision to who you vote for?
Less likely.
Okay. In the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes. Yes or no?
No.
Cigars. Yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
Yes.
Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Heat not burned tobacco products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
The postgraduate.
Okay.
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Thank you.